You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Let's just say you're out there in the world, you see somebody exhibit some questionable behavior, whatever it may be. You're witness to this fact. And typically, when you were younger, you would just kind of keep it to yourself. But now that you're grown, we love for you to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. That's the number here if you want to share. Steph is here doing traffic this morning as producer Christian is on vacation. What do you got, Steph?
If you use your wife's eyebrow tweezers to pop a pimple on your stomach, that's all I need to know about you.
Is this some sort of terrible YouTube video that you've seen or something? Something like that?
No, it was my life last night.
What?
Yeah.
That's just...
Honey, who cares? I wash them off. You have your own tweezers. Why are you using mine?
Oh, man. I'm sure that he is thrilled with the fact that you are sharing something quite so revealing.
He's asleep.
He's like, now Connecticut thinks that I'm covered in boils and lesions. Oh,
he
man.
He just had one particularly bad one last night, but I'm saying use your own tweezers. I don't care if mine have the right angle point or whatever. Just use your own. Gross.
Yeah, it is. Every part of it is. Yep. Every part of it is. If you get ready for your July 4th barbecue by making sure that there are fire extinguishers all over the place, and it's not because you're planning on doing fireworks, it's because that you have a history with the grill. That's all I need to know about you. I'm just tired of your jokes, people, right? If you want a burger at my house, you keep your jokes to yourself. One time. All right, five times.
Right.
About 4 years straight, I lit the grill on fire, but we've now figured out that flour is actually flammable and salt will put out the fire. We've got that in baking soda. All right, so don't confuse your fire extinguishing materials. But yes, if that's the setup that you need for your barbecue, consider different alternatives, I guess. 1-800-330-9999. If you want to share, if you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
On the phone, it's Gina and Eric joining us together this morning. Gina, let's start with you. What's going on?
Well, my husband coaches our kids' soccer team. He wants to throw a party at our house, a pizza party for the team. And the team lost. We had the championships recently, and, like, I get, hey, we're champions, we won the thing, let's throw a party, but, like, it's over, we lost, you know, go home.
So, wait a minute, so they were in the championship game, and they lost the championship game, and he wants to have a party?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, parties are for celebrating things.
Mm, coffee is for closers, I understand. Eric, what's your side of this?
Well, I'm glad you said that coffee is for closers. These are just, they're little kids, you know? There's no consequences. We didn't lose the ring. We didn't lose any money. But I just want the kids to have fun, get the family there, get some pizza, and just celebrate that they made it to the championship. That's really exciting for them.
I mean, Dad, you're the coach, but is your wife more competitive? Gina, are you more competitive than Eric is when it comes to this stuff?
Oh, totally.
So you want no recognition of the fact that they came in second for the year. I mean, if they were in the championship game, I mean, that's like being the Buffalo Bills, right? I mean, that's like being, well, it wouldn't be the Jets. But you know what I mean? Like, it's...
yeah, not the Jets for sure.
No participation trophies whatsoever is what you're saying, Gina.
We can recognize recognize our son individually for his work. I mean, we definitely have shown him that we're proud of him and all of his accomplishments throughout the season. I just don't see the reason for throwing some big bash, woohoo, you know, celebrating losing.
Right.
Just, I mean, you don't, losers, that's not what losers do.
I take it this is a relatively successful team year after year, Eric.
We're great.
Yeah.
We should be proud. I don't know. They're just kids. I just wanted to have fun.
You guys gave them like a nice pep talk at the end of the season, right? You don't have a problem with Eric telling them they did a good job this year.
No, of course not. They worked hard. They did great. But the season's over. They lost. Let's move on. Let's get over it. We'll look on to next year.
All right. Well, let's ask our audience what they think. Maybe they've got some insight on this. Maybe you agree with Gina that, you know what? You didn't actually win anything. You had a season, and it's part of the job of signing up, and you fell short of the goal. Everybody will work hard and come back next year. Those of them that tried hard, hey, great appreciation for that. But there's no reason to throw a big bash, invest cash or anything like that in celebrating a season that didn't really have a happy ending. On the other hand, maybe they agree with you, Eric. They're just kids. Why not have another party? This is all about the team and working together as a team. Even if the team didn't necessarily bring it over the finish line, at least that they're all friends and they played together. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure.
Yeah.
Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Honda of Westport Couples Court.
It's Gina and Eric. Eric's been the coach of their Little League team for a while now, and they're used to success. It sounds like more used to it, or at least his wife Gina's really used to the team's success. Gina says there's no need for them to have an additional party right now at their house over the summertime. They told the kids they did a good job over the season when they came in second and lost the championship game. She said, had they won the championship, that'd be something else. He says, they're just kids. A party is always in order for the end of the season. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Are parties for champions only? Or is it for a job well done? Hi, it's Anna and Raven, Honda of Westport Couples Court. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I think that it's not the last place team. It's not the team that didn't accomplish anything. I think coming in second place in a championship is something to be celebrated, especially as a team. And these are little kids. Let them celebrate. She sounds like an ogre.
Right.
I'm on the husband's side.
No, I mean, if they were the last place team, then you can get in their face at the end of the year and be like, you're nothing. You're never going to be. No, I'm just kidding. Come on, that's terrible.
I wouldn't go that far. You're the second place team. You got to celebrate that. They worked as a team. They communicated. I think they should have a party and look forward to next year.
It's been a long Little League season, or at least that's how it sounds when you talk to Gina right now. Gina and Eric on the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning with Anna and Raven. Eric is the coach of the Little League team, and they came in second this year, lost in the championship game. They're used to winning, to be fair. Gina says, listen, you told them good job. We'll see you next season. There's no need to have a summer party at our house with everybody. But Dad says they're just kids. Let's let them get together and have fun. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Absolutely the husband. The wife is being super, super petty. It shouldn't even be a discussion. It's a disgrace that this has been a discussion.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on definitely on the dad's side. I know that they're young, but it sets a really bad precedent that shows them, like, if they're not number one, then they shouldn't be happy about their accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, coming in second and making to the championships is a big deal. And I think that they should be rewarded and celebrate. And then they should definitely try harder next year.
Agreed. Use that that feeling of loss as motivation for next year to come back even stronger. And that's why weight training begins at the picnic in 105-degree heat. We're doing wind sprints up and down this road, kids. And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
The husband. I think the kids did an awesome job during the year. They made it to the championships. And they should have a party at the end of the year to say, hey, guys, you did a wonderful job. We'll look forward to next year and doing it, you know, learn from our mistakes from this year. They've had a successful season in the past, and I think it's definitely they should be rewarded.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, it's Gina and Eric. Eric, our audience agreed with you. They're just kids, Gina. Lighten up. It doesn't necessarily have to be viewed as a championship parade party or anything like that. This could just be a situation where I'm sure somebody's got a birthday or something like that. You could double bill it.
There you go. There you go. I think, yes, these are their kids. It's good for them for, you know, putting down the video games, getting out there in the first place. So I'm happy to throw a little shindig.
Gina, you all right with this?
I mean, I said at the beginning of this I would go with whatever your audience said. So I'm going to go with it. It's fine. We'll have them all over. And I just think, well, what are we going to do when they next year when they win?
Well, you got to take them all on a cruise or something.
Have the same celebration. Like, right. Okay.
Well, they win. You got to, you know, you got to arrange the town to have a parade and that type of stuff. Maybe take them all on a cruise, something, you know, larger investment.
Right.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Best of luck with that. All right, guys. Well, we wish you the best of luck. Go team and enjoy that birthday party slash victory dance slash whatever it is. If anybody else has an issue, of course, they can always email us couplescourt@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks. Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what?
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
That's how I got so strong. Giant's milk.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
All right, Ben, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, man.
Thanks, man.
All right, Raven has left the room. He cannot hear us, Ben. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. If you get more right than Raven, we will give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub in Fairfield. How does that sound to you?
It sounds amazing. Thank you much. Let's do this.
All right. Question number 1. Tom Holland was a real-life superhero to a young fan who was having a panic attack in New York while signing autographs. What superhero does he play?
Oh, come on. He plays Spider-Man.
Number 2. Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, and Lana Del Rey debuted a new song in the Charlie's Angels trailer. What was the year the last Charlie's Angel movie was released?
Last Charlie's Angels movie. Ugh.
Dig deep.
2003. I don't know.
Number 3. It's been rumored that Daisy Ridley, who plays Rey in the Star Wars movies, will be cast as Barbara Gordon in the new Batgirl movie. Who plays Barbara Gordon, a.k.a. Batgirl, in 1997's Batman and Robin?
Alicia Silverstone.
Question number 4. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner have arrived in France for their official wedding. Joe Jonas recently joked that their Vegas wedding was ruined and it was live streamed on Instagram by which famous DJ?
What? I don't know. Famous DJ. I have no DJ Jazzy Jeff.
And question number 5. Hailey Baldwin Bieber can't use her last name for her beauty line, Bieber Beauty, because her husband, Justin Bieber, has it trademarked. Who is Hailey's famous father?
What? I don't know. You got me deep. Dennis Hopper, sure.
All right, let's get Raven back in here. Come on in, Raven.
How do you do?
He got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is pretty good. Yeah, let's see how I do.
Not bad. All right, you ready, Raven?
Yeah.
Question number 1. Tom Holland was a real-life superhero to a young fan who was having a panic attack in New York while signing autographs. What superhero does he play?
Spider-Man.
Number 2. Correct, by the way.
Thank you.
Number 2. Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, and Lana Del Rey debuted a new song in the Charlie's Angels trailer. What year was the last Charlie's Angel movie released?
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Last Charlie's Angel movie. I'm going to just take a stab here and say 2001.
Ben got that right. 2003.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Well, you must have had the cheat sheet because I don't feel like anybody has the release date of Charlie's Angels tattooed on them or anything. Well, that's why people need to listen to the cheat sheet. All right.
5:30 every day. Kevin Begley. Question number 3. It's been rumored that Daisy Ridley, who plays Rey in the Star Wars movies, will be cast as Barbara Gordon in the new Batgirl movie. Who plays Barbara Gordon, a.k.a. Batgirl, in 1997's Batman and Robin? Wow.
Batgirl is Alicia Silverstone.
Correct. correct.
Oh, man, I almost got confused by Catwoman.
Right, and Alicia is your wife's name, so I was a little concerned for one.
Yeah, but
there.
I've never been a fan of Alicia Silverstone. Oh, Clueless is good, but other than that, forget it.
Okay. Question number four. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner have arrived in France for their official wedding. Joe Jonas recently joked that their Vegas wedding was ruined when it was live streamed on Instagram by which famous DJ?
Diplo.
Wow, correct. Mm-hmm. Okay. And question number five, Hailey Baldwin Bieber can't use her last name for her beauty line, Bieber Beauty, because husband Justin Bieber has it trademarked. Who is Hailey's famous father?
Stephen Baldwin.
Correct.
The unusual suspects. Fantastic. Right, well,
not everybody knows. Ben did not know, unfortunately. I'm sorry,
unusual,
Ben.
Usual.
Yeah, yeah, you got it right. Good
job. I won.
Yeah, yeah, Raven beat your friend.
My name is Ben from West Haven, and I cannot beat Raven.
Better luck next time, man.
Make sure you're listening to The Cheat Sheet with Kevin Begley 5:30 every afternoon to get the answers to the next day's first two pop culture questions.